Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we're still alive. It's still Raven season around here. I still got my purple Curio gear on here. And as I tweeted out, as the Steelers got the brown and orange noose of something other than Myles Garrett around their neck in Cleveland, they can still win the Super Bowl. So we are on it. We have no crab cake tours this week because it's New Year's. Luke and I are piling in the old family roadster and head back up to the burg and yinz and that. Luke, man, we did radio all last week through Christmas Eve, afterward, Lamar, the back, the contusion, Snoop Huntley, all of that. I was bullish from the beginning that I thought they'd play well somehow Saturday night, and they would just give the ball to Derrick Henry, and that either would go well or it wouldn't go well, but it would go as it went. And what a story, huh? That they're going to be the Sunday night game. You and I are going to trudge to Pittsburgh. You're going to have a press credential. I'm not. And we're going to witness this end of the season NFL fireworks to get a really mediocre team. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
Into the tournament to host the Bills, right? Like, so. I don't know what to say, but it's getting me and you in the car, and it's not because we want to, like, go up and see the waterfall place of up in Pennsylvania. We're, it's a business trip, as Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh would say. But what a odd weekend of all of it, and Merry Christmas to you. And I saw you having fun with your family. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, a belated Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And I'll remind everyone, send your belated Christmas cards to the Cleveland Browns, 76 Lou Groza Boulevard in Berea,
Knew the
Ohio,
tone.
40017. I mean, like, what else do you want me to say about that part of it? But the NFL's crazy, right? I mean, I was trying to come up with it. We've talked a lot in about the NFL, the no fun league, right? Or not for long. How about no freaking logic to what happens in the National Football League? It's fun, and they're alive, and we're gonna see what happens Sunday night. And
Even when, like, Josh Allen's arm is this pinky winky from the, like, I'm watching this, and I said to my wife, I'm like, there are a lot of people who gamble on this who think it's fixed. And I'm like, it's too bizarre to be fixed. You know what I mean? Like, in a general sense, it is. I guess it's why we all watch, right? It's why I don't give up on them. And it's why I don't shovel dirt on Harbaugh, Tomlin, Renegade, Lamar, Aaron Rodgers, and we're shoveling dirt on him right now, or Jim Schwartz, or like any of these cast of characters that have come to play. I stand in marvel of all, because honestly, I had a lot of stuff I wanted to get done this weekend, and all I did was wind up watching football. Whether it's a Texans defense reminds me of the 01 Ravens a little bit in some sort of nasty way that they could win. It's the best theater in the country, and that's why they make billions of dollars, and that's why we're going to Pittsburgh on Sunday night. Really, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, how about the fact? I mean, they're 8-8. I mean, that's the epitomy of mediocrity,
And they
right?
could
They're eight
still
and
win the
eight.
Super Bowl. You're still not going to get long odds. You're
Mathematically,
not going to get money on them the way you would, because they're the Ravens and he's Lamar. And by the way, is he playing this week? That's the big story, right?
I mean, that's the big story on the Ravens side. The big story on Pittsburgh side is how the heck are they going to move the ball? I mean, I think I texted this to you and anyone else in my life who give a you know what about the Ravens or the Steelers, where it feels like the DK Metcalf suspension has a really good chance here of flipping this division from where it was as Pittsburgh was knocking off Detroit on the road and the Ravens were going to lose to the Patriots a few hours after that. I mean,
What
it's
was the
just
first
wild,
question Tomlin
but
heard, right? In the press
sure.
conferences, did you miss him? And
Of course they did.
yeah,
I
they
mean,
three times in the corner of
move
the
the
end
ball.
zone to a guy that's on his third team for the year, right? And
I mean, Valdez Scantling's been with a lot of teams over the last 5 years, so it's, I mean, it's wild. It's absolutely wild. What did you hear me say 3, 4 weeks ago when we were talking about this? I said at that point in time, and I don't have much belief in the Ravens. I don't. I'm not changing my tune based on Saturday night. But I also said to you a month ago, what? I believed even less in the Pittsburgh Steelers. So while this wasn't the likeliest outcome, I can't sit here and say I'm stunned. I mean, I don't know if you came across this, but this is a stat that's wild. I didn't come up with this. This was a researcher for CBS Sports. Pittsburgh in their last five games playing a team that's 8+ games under 500, they are 0-4-1. Now that's going back the last 5 years, but holy cow. I mean, that speaks to why Mike Tomlin's on the hot seat in
Well,
Pittsburgh,
it
quite
speaks to
frankly.
the fact that they're mediocre.
Yeah, and they've been
I mean, and
mediocre
they've
for a
been
while.
mediocre forever, and in bad teams can beat them. And I don't want to say I never saw it coming with the Browns because the defense is always sneaky
Never
there
know,
every
right?
week, right? I mean, it's not just about Myles Garrett or Jim Schwartz or the back end or, it's just in general, they've played great defense over the course of the body of work, despite the fact that Shedeur Sanders or Joe Flacco or whoever their quarterback was going to be at the beginning of the year, that they, there is, potentiality for their defense, and they were playing for something, and it's a division game, and they've won that game, what, 5 out of 6 years, like going into that in Cleveland. So I don't think Pittsburgh can ever feel good about themselves. Like the poor Jacksonville Jaguars. It's a Jaguar helmet, right? Like, how good can you
Got
feel about yourself? It just there's, and I feel like the Steelers are feeling that way about the roster, and I think the Ravens fan base is feeling sorry for itself. But I, dude. We're going to Pittsburgh. They're supposed to win, right? They're favored, right? They're supposed to win with Snoop Huntley. They're supposed to win on Sunday night, which, as we speak here, I guess he's playing, right? I mean, I until further notice, till you wake me up later in the week, and maybe you wake me in 2026, and let me know that Lamar's practicing later in the week, but. It feels to me like they can win with Snoop Huntley in Pittsburgh, the DK Metcalf thing, but all of that. But then I think, like, I watch Buffalo play. They're not very good. And Derrick Henry running the ball here 2 weeks from now against that might
Probably going to be
play.
Houston, by the way.
Okay.
Houston's the 5 seed right
Well,
now. I mean,
that's
and
worse. That's a worse
I
matchup
was
for the
going to say,
Ravens.
I mean, I think the Texans, I think New England's the best team in the AFC. I mean, that's my opinion right now, which, look, for what's that worth? A
Well, I go
dollar?
back
You
to
know,
that.
I
Could
mean,
Derrick Henry go up there with Lamar 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now and win
like,
again, steal a game,
they need to get in
maybe?
first, though. Like,
Okay.
I understand your whole thing that they can win the Super Bowl in the same way that any of the 14 teams that are in the playoffs
I
can
just
win
want
the
to bring
Super
that
Bowl.
out from the beginning
Right.
that they're not like the Steelers can't win the Super Bowl. They don't have good enough players. The Ravens got some players. They got some guys like Marlon Humphrey and Mark Andrews who think they're players or used to be players and maybe, but I, dude, I mean, what I saw in Green Bay the other night was what I expected, and you picked against them, and I sort of picked for them, even with Snoop Huntley not really thinking or knowing much about Malik Willis one way or another, even Josh Jacobs' knee or,
Right.
how that would play out on a cold night. It played out to me like, I just thought they'd run the ball, and I thought the defense could show up against a backup quarterback
The defense didn't
enough.
show up. I mean, their defense had nothing to do with that game. I mean, it was all Derrick Henry and the Ravens offense. I mean, I hear your general point, and I agree about Derrick Henry, but Ravens defense was horrible on Saturday night. I mean, they made one stop the entire game. I mean, I'm not count a bad fumble off the quarterback's helmet or that's not something the defense did. I mean, they fell on the ball. I mean, but it was all about Derrick Henry. It was all about their offensive line and Patrick Ricard and their tight ends blocking and Snoop Huntley playing a very clean, crisp, safe version of football. And the other big takeaway about that, and that's where it is interesting as we get back to Lamar, because obviously Lamar is going to be the big story this week, whether he's practicing or not, whether he plays or not. I know Mike Florio on NBC late Sunday night. It sourced someone telling him that it's a shade under 50-50. Who knows? I mean, how many times have we heard things
Well,
like
that's where
that
I am.
going
I'm
back?
thinking probably not, but maybe.
Sure.
That's
I
a
mean, it,
shade under 50%,
I mean,
right?
it's a contu it's a back contusion. Now, anyone who understands sports medicine and sports doctors, the explanation, or it's out there. Whether you're talking about David Chow or others who've tried to explain it. I mean, no, this isn't just like, someone, you bump your back onto the corner of your coffee, on the corner of your dinner table or something like that, and you've got a little bruise. No, I mean, like a contusion can be a really painful, debilitating thing, and I think it's something that clearly kept him out of a game and a half now at this point. And until we see him even practicing this week. I think it's a moot point, right? I mean,
I think
once
it's
he
an
gets.
amazing thing about the medical side of this, of what they're trying to do to get a $50 million player on the
Sure.
field for a game like this.
Sure.
Like, in a general sense, whatever ice, take this shot, you know, whatever it's going to be, that you go back out there like a racehorse, quite frankly. And I the pressure on him to play this week and the stakes and his contract and the fact that Mike Preston wrote last week from whatever the sources were, and I don't even know who reads it because I haven't even read the damn thing. I mean, it's behind a paywall that I'm not paying the Sinclair family to read, quite frankly. So I haven't read it, so I don't even want to judge it other than what other people have said about it. But the notion that there's some contention in the building that might get to Mike Preston's ears, or might be between his ears, like thoughts about me once were publicly. But like the notion that anybody in the building would go to Mike Preston and say, maybe we don't love Lamar as much as we do, or maybe he has some growing up to do, or maybe the owner's not in for $200 million over the next 3 years. I don't know, but like that was last week, in the same way that booing Renegade, fire Mike Tomlin, all of that kind of went away because the wind blows. And I'm telling you, if they're playing a home game here next week, I don't want to say it's been a successful season, but it has come from the ashes of despair to at least put the thing back together, to keep Harbaugh his job and keep Eric his job. And we played a home game. I saw they were serving ads in the middle of football all day for plenty of tickets available. And I'm like, they don't even have a game, but and they're playing these ads. But I'd say for the franchise to be playing a game next week, big picture, freaking purple miracle of the new year. And you and I are going to Pittsburgh expecting to witness it, right? Literally.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to win rather than lose. And that's, I mean, there was talk in Cleveland about that. Some of the players were asked about that as far as, you know, this time of year, you know, the Raiders and the Giants played, for example, and there's all the talk about the number one pick or top five pick, top 10 pick, etc. But players and coaches aren't wired that way. The front office might think that way a little bit. Fans certainly think that way, but Cleveland Pittsburgh was a perfect example of, you know, a Browns team that, first of all, Myles Garrett going for the record. You know, I thought it was interesting to hear his comments and some of the post-game commentary that it felt like Pittsburgh was almost more just focused on Garrett not sacking Rodgers, that it's like they forgot that oh, you actually still need to be able to make some plays in the process, which, you know, is kind of counterintuitive because clearly Myles Garrett sacking the quarterback prohibits you from doing anything offensively, but I kind of understood where he was coming from because
It blew
it
my
was just a
mind when they threw
bizarre.
that flare on 4th and 1 down in the end
Well, how
zone
about when
late
they
in the game.
ran? How about they were running the ball like on 3rd and 5 and then they punted from midfield? I mean, like, what is that? I mean, you've heard me talk about Mike Tomlin a lot when it comes to in-game punt, not punt, punt, throw, not throw in certain situations. I mean, I think he. For all the great that he is as a head coach, that is an area that has really cost them over the
Dude, he might
years.
be getting fired Monday morning if they're booing Renegade. You and I are there to witness it on Sunday
If they
night.
choke away the division, I mean, keep in mind they had a lead in December last year in this division, and you know that one for me was the Ravens also bowed up and really took it from them big time. But I mean, that division was locked up. I mean, what, the Ravens were 5%, 7%, 10%, whatever. Whatever analytics site you subscribe to as far as you know your belief and probability and whatnot, but I mean that's pretty wild. I mean it absolutely is to lose to a 3-12 football team the way they did. I mean for all the talk, all the complaining about John Harbaugh and the Ravens beating themselves and blowing fourth quarter leads, it's a short list of teams they've lost to that have been that bad, right? I mean, even the Browns, typically when the Browns have beaten them, it's, you know, either the Ravens have been banged up or the Browns have been a slightly better version of themselves. It's not often, like I said, that stat where the Steelers are 0-4-1 again in their last five games against a team that was 8 games or more under 500. I mean, that's wild. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, that's
The
why.
fact that they didn't get the ball to Gainwell at any point, at the end of the game, when he's their
think they
best
just,
player. You know what I
yeah.
mean? He's just their best player, literally. And like I'm blown away by that. And I think there'll be something different on Sunday night in regard to how they're going to have to use him. And you and I are going to do X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's as we get into 2026 here and go to Pittsburgh. But I mean, I don't even know where to start. Like, there's the Green Bay game, there's the running of Derrick Henry. There has been the crucifixion of John Harbaugh, that if they go to Pittsburgh and somehow lose and Derrick Henry doesn't run the ball, or the kicker misses a kick, or I don't even know what can go wrong on Sunday night, because it feels like the wind's blowing in the purple direction, right? Everything went right for the Ravens for an hour on Saturday night, and everything went wrong for the Steelers for an hour of football on Sunday. Called 3 hours, but it's an hour of football. You know, it's just a small sample size. And Pittsburgh doesn't have very good players, dude. Like, I mean, I keep going back to that. The Ravens have Zay Flowers over there, and what used to be Mark Andrews over there. What is Derrick Henry here, and what is Patrick Ricard there, and what is the promise of Linderbaum and Rosengarten and Ronnie Stanley? They got good players. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. And then there's Roquan Smith making tackles, and Marlon Humphrey, and a number one in Wiggins, and a number one in Starks, and like. Steelers' best player, like on the field the other night, might have been Patrick Queen, and he was our player. We gave him away. We didn't want him. So, like, I don't. I look at the Steelers and think about what a 37-year-old version of Cameron Hayward or whatever the hell it is, and like where they're playing. Watt's not on the field for them. The Metcalf thing, you're as always dead on, spot on about that being crippling for them, and it. Certainly felt like it crippled the playbook for them late in the game when, and I know it was brought up even on Sunday Night Football and all that about the three plays into the corner and trying the cornerback. And, but I don't know, man. The fact that this game exists this week, shame on the Steelers. I don't know what
Sure.
else to say.
Sure. I mean, and good for the Browns, right? Who also went to social media and made it clear that they weren't doing it for the Ravens, which is, you know, kind of a funny back and forth. But I mean, it's the NFL. I mean, for everything you just said, Pittsburgh has a better record than the Ravens right now. I mean, like, so, and I think it's, I mean, they have good players. I mean, let's not oversimplify this thing, but at the same time, I think you look at the reality of where they are. Metcalf's not playing. Darnell Washington fractured his forearm. I assume he's not playing unless it's the tiniest hairline fracture and he's going to put a cast on his
How are you going
arm.
to catch a ball with a broken
So,
arm, right?
well, I
Like,
mean, they miss his blocking big time too. I mean, you know, you're talking about a 300-pound tight end. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, what Sunday Night Football, you know, Florio being on there and his reporting on TJ Watt was it's a long shot that he's going to play on Sunday night. So, not to say that they don't have other edge guys. I mean, Alex Highsmith, we've seen him make plays against the Ravens, for example. But so they're not devoid of good players. But when you look at what they are lacking right now at the wide receiver position, it's wild. I was thinking back as I watched that game, it was striking to me that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, what did we always talk about in terms of comparing the Ravens to the Steelers? The Steelers always had good wide receivers. They would have, you know, Mike Wallace, Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, go down the list. I mean, they would have a solid, they'd bring in a solid wide receiver via the draft just about every year.
plexiglass.
I mean, well, that's going way back, but you know,
Yeah.
in the Tomlin era, and the Ravens would always be bringing in the next veteran player, you know, that they're trying to squeeze another year or two
Sometimes it
out
was
of.
their guy like
Right.
Wallace.
But you look at it and not to say that the Ravens are amazing at the wide receiver position, but
By the way, I saw DeMarcus Robinson catching balls, and I'm like, holy hell, still in the league. Look at that, man.
mean, some of
Devin
those guys.
Duvernay, Prochet was going, like, literally all within 20 minutes on Sunday. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say that most of those guys you mentioned are particularly
Breshad
good, but
Perryman still in the league, too? I know
no, he
Juszczyk
is
is.
not. He is not. Yeah. Juszczyk, what? Making plays still for the 49ers all these years later, which, by the way, that Sunday night game was fantastic. I mean, that's where I look at that and I see that kind of game being played. And that's where I say, I don't know if the Ravens really have a shot at the Super Bowl. Like, Ravens aren't playing games like that with teams. But hey, you give them credit for what they did. I mean, the good thing is Derrick Henry ran a career high 36 times and he's got an extra day to recover here, right? Because they played Saturday night and they're going to play Sunday night because even Derrick Henry, when you're talking about a career high for carries, you need to take it easy on him this week and let him recover and be at his absolute best. But yeah, I think about this. If the Ravens had been the team that was 2 games up going into week 17 and was in a position where a Steelers loss or a Ravens win over the Browns or whatever lousy team you want to put into that position, if the Ravens had, if this had been flipped, you know, that no one would be talking about winning in week 18. They'd be talking about firing whoever they want to fire, right? I mean, that's how it is. And look, Pittsburgh fans have every right to be ticked off about what happened on Sunday. That was pathetic how their offense played. I mean, it's, yeah, you look at this thing on paper. I mean, Vegas is back on the Ravens bandwagon. I mean, not
Well,
that they
that's
ever
where
really
I'm
jumped
trying to
off.
be today, not even as an optimist, but as a realist
Sure. Well,
evaluating the
that's why I said,
tournament. And
but
if I were
you got to get
gambling
in.
on it, all they do is gamble. You and I never talk about gambling on this stuff because we know
Right.
better. But like if I were gambling on it and they're a long shot, I can make a case in a lot of ways for the Ravens right now, aside from Lamar and contusion and his ability to play next week, that if they can survive this week and they get a home game against Houston,
I'd rather play on the road. This team's been terrible at home. They've won 5 straight road games. I obviously I say it in jest,
All
but
right, well,
man.
you're getting a Texas team into a cold environment here,
You
whatever it
know,
would be, right?
I'm Nestor, I'm just I hate to cut you off, but like they've got to make it on Sunday night. Like, you know, let's not act like let's not do what everyone did back in August, which was crown the Ravens as Super Bowl champions. Like, they've got to go win. Like, I hear what you're saying. For me, it's not at all about the Ravens, and it's all about the rest of the AFC. If you're going to talk in those terms, I mean, like, I've got to see them go do it. Like,
Yeah,
they
I mean,
look.
it's one thing to sit here and defecate upon teams that have won 12, 13 games and say, well, they're Jacksonville or they're Denver
Yeah,
or
the
their
Ravens are
quarterback hasn't
8-8.
done this.
They're
But
eight and
there is a
eight.
point where this team was designed to play and win these games. And they went to Green Bay the other night and they had an NFL head coach twice at halftime and again in the postgame say, we got big boyed. They big boyed an NFC team on the road the other night with their freaking backup quarterback. So that being said, I'm not leapfrogging them beating Pittsburgh. We're going to spend the whole week, but I'm trying to say, is beating Pittsburgh worthless to some degree to be the division champ because you're just a tick above 500 at 9-8, and you've had a rough go, and your quarterback's been hurt, and you got all sorts of excuses about this and that. Because they, you know, I'm not living in September or October when it's January, right? New, it's a new year. You need to get my Planet Fitness hat. I got to do that. Get my funny hat out for you because I got it up here. But it's a new year. I'm gonna wear it in the next segment because we're gonna be talking about this all week. But I mean, if they're looking for a fresh start. And it starts with a home game against a dome team that hasn't ever won anything. Now they, I mean, listen, I'm on the Texans bandwagon for their defense. See it coming in here. I'm a D'Amico Ryans guy. I've become a CJ Stroud believer. I mean, they'd be better with Derrick Henry. But I said that about this outfit before. And now that this outfit has Derrick Henry, the fans are uppity. Harbaugh got his whatever he got in the, I mean, they won the game, and all people could talk about is what an idiot the coach was for losing the week before because he didn't do it. Like, literally, that's what I got out of Harbaugh. So I think the world's coming around to the fact that, you know, he might not be the genius he's purported to be. But that being said, I fully expect to drive back from Pittsburgh Monday morning with him being the division champ and seeing Pittsburgh in the rearview mirror on fire with Mike Tomlin in the middle of it. You know, literally. Because Aaron Rodgers is going to lose his job either way. So I, you know, for me, if the Ravens go up there and lose, we'll have a long, long time to talk about that. But they better win. And if they win, do they really have any chance of punching a little bit here and making it interesting and going to Jacksonville in 2 weeks or going to Denver? And you said New England, New England. All right. You know, I mean, go up there and play, you know, and see if the defense moves
Sure.
and see if Lamar's got his swivel back in a little bit. But I know one thing, you got Derrick Henry and you got some weapons and you got a backup quarterback that, quite frankly, looks a lot more capable than he looked 5 years ago. And I don't just mean his smile and his demeanor. Just looks like like Tyrod Taylor did when he got out of here in year seven, when he knew what he was doing because he was hanging out. And Snoop had a chance to play playoff games. You know, I mean, dude, I give that kid a boatload of credit, a
Oh,
boatload of credit, man.
I've liked Tyler Huntley more than most for years now. I mean, I think you have to understand what he is. He's a backup quarterback.
In this system.
He's a backup quarterback. And let's be clear, I've seen some of it on social media, and it's silliness. If Lamar Jackson's healthy, of course you want Lamar Jackson out there. And Lamar Jackson has way more upside. Lamar Jackson throws the ball way better than Tyler Huntley. I mean, if you notice, Tyler Huntley doesn't push the ball down the field. I mean, he doesn't really have the capability. He doesn't really have the arm now. I think his shoulder's healthier than it was a few years ago when he literally was on the injury report with a bad shoulder. But you know, Tyler Huntley is the epitome of a perfect understudy for Lamar Jackson, and the epitome of, in my opinion, is what you want in a backup quarterback, which is if your starter's going to miss unspecified but still relatively short period of time, he gives you a chance to win a couple football
If your
games.
starter is missing week 17 after you've been getting your ass kicked and you have to go to Green Bay and win on national
He played
television
well against New England.
and play well enough to do that, check, check, all the way through, check. I mean,
Right.
for me, after seeing where the kid came from 5 years ago, that's, I mean,
I mean, I my point, I
we
guess.
aren't even debating whether Lamar's going to play on Sunday night as to its relevance for their potentiality of winning. We think they can go to Pittsburgh currently, given all Pittsburgh's issues, and win with the backup quarterback with the season on the line. That dude, that's balls out. I don't know that we would have said that 3 years ago or felt that way even in Cincinnati when they were on the goal line with a chance to win. And after having witnessed it, you know, a couple of years ago. But you know, I look. They're not winning the Super Bowl with Snoop, right? For all the points you brought up about not pushing the ball down the field, you don't have to push the ball down the field if you're in second and two all day because you're getting 8 yards on first down, right?
Sure.
Literally,
Yeah. I
right?
mean, it's what they did Saturday night. I mean, it's, you know, if the formula is going to be that Derrick Henry carries it 35 times a game and that continues to work, then okay. I think a team like Houston might be able to stop that enough that you're forced into getting out of that.
Well, then your
But
defense
Green
has
Bay,
to make a play. Go get the
on
ball,
sure,
right?
of course. But you know, I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, can they win with Tyler Huntley in Pittsburgh? Of course they can. I mean, Pittsburgh's not that good. I mean, this is what I keep coming back to. This crown is for the least mediocre team, you know, the least bad team, right? I
Don't
mean,
tell me that because I won't
obviously.
want to drive up there. If you don't
No,
tell me the stakes aren't large, that's what I keep
the
telling
stakes are
you is
large. I'm
they
saying the
are mediocre
perception.
teams. They're lousy. They're all
Yeah.
of that. One of them's going to have a game next week. It
Sure.
better be the Ravens for John
Sure, I
Harbaugh's
agree with
sake and
that.
like all of that.
I
And
totally agree with that. I mean, they should win. I'm probably picking the Ravens to win. Because of what I said, no, I don't have much belief in the Ravens. I have less belief in the Steelers, even, which again, that's where I am with these two teams specifically. But that said, I'm also not going to sit here with bravado about it because I know the history of this rivalry and how many times we've seen. I mean, the Ravens last year, they were better than Pittsburgh. They went to Pittsburgh and lost. 2 years ago, they were better than Pittsburgh. They went there and lost. 3 years ago, they went there with Tyler Huntley and then Anthony Brown playing quarterback, and they won, right? I didn't think you were going to get an Anthony Brown reference in this segment.
I watched Josh Johnson throw the ball this weekend, right?
2021, Lamar was healthy and played in that game, and they lost, right? I mean, so to sit here and act like I have any idea what's going to happen. I mean, I'm done acting like I know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm going to pick a winner and a loser the rest of the way just because we do that, and it's. You know, it's for entertainment purposes. I'm not asking, not telling anyone to bet based off of what Luke Jones thinks about a
Although, if
game.
you took my five-star selection this weekend, you would have been a winner. Yeah.
But you know, that's why I'm so reluctant to even look ahead because Lucy's pulled the ball away from Charlie Brown a lot this year when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, and that happening on the sacred confluence of Pittsburgh, I mean,
I
the
mean, that would
bright
be
lights come
bad.
on Sunday night. Records aren't going to matter. I hate to be Jim Nance and all that
It's
or
the one game where
JB.
you can say that, right? I mean,
Like,
yeah. Who
there's a reason
knows?
I'm getting in the car and just going up and having to spirit of the whole thing while you walk in and represent our company. There is something very poetic about this season because there have been plenty of 11-5s and 12-4s that have slobber knocked up there. There have been plenty of Hines Wards and, Ray Lewis's and Ben Roethlisberger's and, Ed Reed's and like all of that. The stakes for this are big. The reward is a home game next week and a passageway to making it a successful season, as opposed to a dismal failure, which is what it will be for either one of these teams. And you talk about the Charlie Brown thing. This team was supposed to win the Super Bowl, and they looked the part until 10 minutes into the third quarter of the first night, and then it all fell apart, and then it all came back, and then it fell apart, came back, fell apart. Then the quarterback, and is the quarterback playing, and the quarterback, and they still can be upright playing a home game next week. In a playoff environment with, as you and I have debated over the last 2 or 3 years, a running back that at least could show up and give them a fighting chance of getting 10 yards if they give them the ball 4 times in a row, maybe. Yeah, if they could do anything right. Because if they can't do that consistently for 5 drives in the first half to do anything, they're not going to do much of anything anyway. And I don't know that Lamar's going to be fully healthy. I don't know. I mean, 2 weeks from now is a long time to me. And that's when he really needs to be healthy if they can survive this week. And you're going to keep going back to they got to win this week. And I'm 100% with you. But I saw that trash with the Steelers and I'm like, what is that? And to your point, once the purple shows up there, the ghosts rain down, the wind blows a certain way.
Never know.
It stranger things have happened than a Steelers team that embarrassed itself against the Cleveland Browns would somehow man up and Aaron Rodgers with his career on the line and Mike Tomlin and Renegade and be interesting, dude, right now, as we get in here, when they play Renegade, what's the weather in Pittsburgh that moment? When Renegades played at 10, 15, 11, whatever, like what does the game look like and how does it play out? Sloppy. Right.
Yeah, I mean
That's it,
it's
right?
we're going to see how they do stopping Derrick Henry, right? I mean they did not do that at all last year in December and January and the two times they played. Now both of those games were in Baltimore and we're going to see if they do a better job of it. I mean when these teams played back in what was it, week 14, Derrick Henry 25 carries, 94 yards. I mean not a bad game, but not a game where he took over,
That's
right?
containing him. If
Yeah, well,
he's
that's what I mean.
25 carries for 94 yards and Snoop Huntley is the quarterback on Sunday night, they lost the game 23-17. Like that, and if they're
I
not
don't know if
making
Pittsburgh can
mistakes.
score 23 points at this point, unless they're turning, unless the Ravens turn the ball over, unless there's a special teams play, which there can be those types of things, right? We've seen that
Well, we've
in this
also seen this
rivalry.
team make huge, huge mistakes.
Sure.
We can go through Derrick
Oh,
Henry's fumble, Andrews, Lamar, like all
well,
Snoop. Snoop gave a playoff game away at the goal line. So, like, all of these guys have had the yipsy in big moments. And I mean, I saw Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton at the beginning of the game pointing at each other in Lambeau Field the other night. And I'm like, well, that's not a good sign,
I mean, they gave up 8.3 yards per play against the Packers. Like,
A backup
again,
quarterback.
it was. By the way, Malik Willis can, he's going to get money and he's going to be playing somewhere next year. He can play. It's wild. What a commentary on the state of the Tennessee Titans when they had Malik Willis in their building and showed no ability to develop him whatsoever because he looked bad as a Titan. And they had Derrick Henry in their building, and yet Derrick Henry's running against the Packers and Malik Willis is making plays against the Ravens on Saturday night. So,
Hey, they had Mike Vrabel in their building,
sure.
and
And they
he's
had
just
AJ
as
Brown too. I mean, they
it,
traded
like, and
him.
I'm just,
Crazy. I
like.
mean, they might be the worst organization in the league at this point. Oh, I don't know, the Raiders or.
And by the way, they have the worst jerseys in the league now too. I looked at them, like
Yeah, it's not good.
they're wearing the oiler blue, but I looked at it and they got those weird sort of Athenian design like looking things with the numbers, and I looked at them, and I'm like, my God, they don't even dress. No wonder they wear the Oilers throwbacks. Look at these things.
But to bring it back to, I mean, what we saw Saturday night, I mean, the Ravens defense was horrible on Saturday night. I mean, absolutely terrible. They made the fourth down stop. What
Well,
else
you're
did they do
making your
though?
own case for Gainwell and Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night then,
But
right?
well, the problem is, if you think back to when these teams played in week 14, who was huge in that game for them? DK Metcalf, 7 catches, 148 yards. I mean, caught the long ball in the very first play that set the tone, right? I mean, for Pittsburgh's first offensive play. So that said, if the Ravens play pass defense like they did on Saturday night against Pittsburgh, now, doesn't mean I think the Steelers are going to hang 30 points on them, let's be clear, but I mean, you still have to cover guys. I mean, I know it's Scotty Miller and it's Valdez-Scantling, and you can't let guys run down the field uncovered. And I mean, that was a bad performance by the Ravens defense on Saturday night. I mean, Nate Wiggins, I mean, man, for as great as he looked, especially the first half of the season, and you know, he hasn't been as good down the stretch, but man, he was really bad on him. But that said, I will also give Malik Willis credit. He threw some absolute dimes too. So can Aaron Rodgers do that? Well, I mean, the Ravens don't have a Myles Garrett bearing down on him, right? So that's going to be the big part there. But yeah, I mean, you go back to trying to size this thing up and putting aside the weird Steelers black magic kind of voodoo kind of weird things that happen in this game and the Ravens for that matter. I mean, Pittsburgh will tell you the Ravens have had some weird things go their way at different times when they've won games. But if you're just trying to look at the personnel, the players on the field, the X's and the O's, yeah, I kind of look at Pittsburgh right now and I'm really wondering how they're going to move the football consistently. I mean, it's just they're not a juggernaut with DK Metcalf, but you take him out of that equation, they're right back to where they were last year when Pickens was hurt, right? I mean, that's what's kind of wild to me that they made that Metcalf trade, you know, they acquired him, and then you turn around and you trade Pickens, which was fine in a vacuum. And if you say, well, we think he's kind of, you know, we can't trust him, he's not dependable, he's kind of a loose cannon, he's a diva, all the things you hear about receivers that have that kind of
Dude, he
personality.
went into the stands in Detroit. Like,
Sure.
I
I mean,
don't.
that's why the meme's going around that the MVP of the Baltimore Ravens is that Detroit fan. You know, you're seeing a picture of him. I mean, that's what we're talking about. But that said, they don't really have a number two wide receiver. I mean, I guess Calvin Austin, I guess. I mean, he's not great, but he's hurt also. Whether he's going to play, he was out with a hamstring. So they're in a bad way. I mean, they really are in terms of their pass catchers right now. I mean, they are going to have to. You mentioned Gainwell. Obviously, Jaylen Warren can catch the ball out of the backfield as well. But they didn't run the ball against the Ravens in the first meeting, you know, that they won. So are they going to be able to run the ball at all? And for me, you look at Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth. I mean, those are the guys that I think they're going to have to try to, you know, kind of have anchor their passing game. And I mean, they're not bad players. Let me be clear,
Dude, if
but
Adam Thielen catches a 13-yard touchdown pass with 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to go, and Renegade comes on, and you know they're down 4 points or whatever, like none of that would shock me. And I think we'll spend the whole week talking about how bad Pittsburgh looked on Sunday, right? And how good the Derrick Henry thing looked, how capable Snoop looked, how incapable the defense looks. But I keep going back to the defense and saying, well, they're mainly healthy. Matabike aside, and I know that's, you
right.
know, but and Ovid Buchanan too, but
Sure.
I look at it and I see what happened to the Lions at the end of the year, where the Steelers are without Watt. With, you know, I look at some teams here that are just the Packers were playing a shell. They had four starters out on defense.
They were really
Like,
bad, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I
their
mean,
defense, ugh.
so part of Derrick Henry running these safeties over is these guys. They don't want him in the game. I mean, and the Ravens have been a benefactor of that. But that being said, Lamar, and I look, listen, I'm not going to talk about the Ravens' good fortune and health when their $50 million quarterback is.
Yeah, I mean, it's the story of the season. I
We've
mean,
written him off at this point as being playing. We haven't talked about what if Lamar plays. If Lamar plays, they should win 40-14, right? Literally.
I would say if Lamar plays, the game plan should still be run Derrick Henry and run Derrick Henry and run Derrick Henry, right? I mean, the only, you know, the caveat would be, and this goes back to Snoop Huntley. I mean, and this isn't that Huntley's better at this than Lamar, but right now it feels like he is in terms of. He ran. I mean, he ran 8 times for 60 yards. When's the last time Lamar did that? Beginning of the season, right? I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen Lamar Jackson physically be that guy, right? Since the
But to
beginning of
be
the
able to
season.
capably pull that off, let's just talk about any quarterback, even in the modern era, 8 rushes for 60 yards. Josh Allen doesn't do that. I mean, like most 98% of the quarterbacks in the 99 in the history of the league, that's an outlier number for Steve Grogan, for Steve Young, for Randall Cunningham, for anybody you think Steve McNair who ran a little bit, Cordell Stewart, maybe. He ran out of the slot. But like that's a huge part of the equation of what this was going to look like to be successful, that to your point, Lamar was missing that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I don't know that Lamar's ever going to be that guy again over 17, or should be that guy over
I would say
17 games.
this year at the very least. I mean,
Well, as
again,
he ages
well,
too, where
sure.
which becomes the reality of an 8-year veteran now, and negotiating with his mother, and when Mike Florio says there's no buffer, and there's no spokesperson when Mike Preston wants to write a takedown piece for Lamar, that somebody inside the organization gives him a hot take that he could put out last week to get his clicks. We always get accused of getting clicks. I can't even give Mike Preston clicks. It's a paywall. And I wouldn't give him clicks anyway. But all that being said, the fact that this thing was team turmoil a minute and a half ago, and the quarterback who's still hurt, who probably won't play this week, that we're writing off and not even talking about, will become the biggest story no matter what happens. If they lose this week or next week or the week after that, you're convinced they're not winning the Super Bowl. I'm not yet, but they're going to lose at some point. And the big story is going to move to the quarterback and to the money. And to the fact that he doesn't have any, I mean, all the things that were in the news over the weekend, as well as if they somehow lose on Sunday night and they don't run Derrick Henry enough, or he fumbles, or whatever happens, Harbaugh will be the village idiot on Monday morning in a general sense that they should have won the division. They should have had it wrapped. I don't know, but you should have, could have, would have. If you don't go to Pittsburgh and win this week, and Renegades playing in the wrong direction on Sunday night, and you and I are up early in Monroeville doing radio on Monday morning, and somehow the Ravens aren't the one hosting the Saturday night game against the CJ Stroud. It feels optimistic this week, and I'm willing to
Yeah,
live on that. I'm
sure.
willing to eat on the optimism because we've had plenty of the other. But dude, if this goes wrong on Sunday night when they're supposed to win, even with the backup quarterback, or if Lamar plays and loses, my God, Lamar's got nothing to gain by coming back except making the playoffs. But especially if he's hurt, so
Oh, he's hurt. I mean, let's not say
no. If
especially if
he's
he's,
too hurt
but
to play, I'm
sure,
saying.
yeah. I mean, look, it comes down to this. This is simplistic, but it doesn't mean it's not true. If you lose on Sunday night, there's no way that you can in any way classify this as a successful season. If they win on Sunday night,
It fixes almost everything to me.
I'm not going that
Well, it
far.
depends how bad they
You're,
lose to Houston next
I mean,
week, or
it's
what,
just
their
my
eventuality.
point is, I'm not lowering the bar to say that winning a division at 9-8 is a successful season, but you still have an opportunity to turn it into a successful season
Dude, it's
by
a hell of
doing
a
what you
dust
said.
off to be at 9% last week and trailing your ass to Green
No,
Bay
but
with a backup quarterback,
I understand that.
kicking
But the
their
Cleveland
ass,
Browns
and then having the Browns do their business for you.
sure.
And then all
I'm
you
not.
have to do is go to Pittsburgh and win this week. That's all you have to do. You couldn't beat them 2 weeks ago, but that's all you have to do is go to Pittsburgh and win on the road this week.
And then they need to do more after that if I'm going to call it a successful season. I mean, I'm not lowering the bar to say that it's successful if they win the division at 9-8. I mean, it's
Well, if they
just
beat
not.
Houston by a pinky winky next week and they go to
Then
Jacksonville
we can
and
start
get their
talking
ass
about it.
kicked somehow by the team that's going to be the Super Bowl team,
I mean, this kind of goes back to where were we at the beginning of the season? I mean, everyone was Super Bowl or bust,
we're not
and it,
there now.
well,
We're just not.
but how much do you lower the bar then is my question. You know what I mean? Like, how much are you? It's kind of like talking about the Orioles. Like, okay, they started 16-34. If they had finished 500, would we have deemed it a successful season? You know
I
what I
don't know.
mean?
It's like
Like,
I look at the Bills and I think they cannot win the Super Bowl right now, just based on quarterback with a bad wheel.
I
Just
mean,
all of their juju feels bad.
I
And
think it's
Kansas
I think
City's
it's
in the
laughable. I think
toilet.
it's laughable to write off Buffalo and say the Ravens to write off Buffalo now and to say that the Raven you're not writing the Ravens off now. I mean, What's Buffalo's
I'm
record
not
and what's
writing
the
the
Ravens
Ravens off
record?
because they could get a home game next week. I wouldn't even write the Steelers off if
The
they get a
Ravens are
home game.
3-6 at home this year. I'd rather the Ravens play on the road. One of the reasons I actually like, another reason I like their chances a little bit better on Sunday nights, they've been a better road team. They've been bad at home this year. I don't know why,
Yeah, well, those
right?
damn towels come out about 8:12 on Sunday night, and we have the backup
And everyone
quarterback
was
running
yelling,
out there. So,
go pack, go on Saturday night, and it didn't seem to stop Derrick Henry.
all
So,
right, well, let's take a break. We got plenty to talk about here. Luke is here. He will be there in Owings Mills. He will be in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. I will be driving him to Pittsburgh and dropping him off at the front door and waving to him, and then driving home. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everybody had a great holiday. It was a wonderful leftover weekend of pretty decent football to sit around and whatever drama that you want to get out of the NFL for all of the time and energy we put into it and all the belt buckles I've been collecting lately. At least we've squeezed some juice out of this thing moving into the new year. I am Nestor. He is Luke. We got plenty ahead. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.